Hello, good afternoon. I just received a call from this number.
May I have who's speaking, please?
My name is Jose. I'm calling on behalf of Cabinet Hub Direct. We're a distributor and a manufacturer based out of Florida. But I had a missed call from you.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you based at?
We're actually in Gibsonton, Florida. And let's say about give or take about 20 minutes south of Tampa. But we do distribute anywhere in the United States. And we mainly focus on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities. And we all, so... Mm-hmm. So we own a manufacturing company, and
good price in the cabinet.
Well, as of right now, we're at 64%. Since we have the ownership of the manufacturing plant, we're able to give us 64% off the retail price. And well, we're even the quality of product that we provide is a little higher end product. So we try to avoid the Taiwan product. Even our plywood comes from South America. So what we have is a solid maple wood face or birch, and our boxes are half-inch solid plywood. Our drawers and our shelves are at 3/4 inch, and they are dovetail fasteners, and they do come standard with soft-closed doors and hinges. We like to use a Sherwin-Williams paint, which goes through a UVL, and it does get finished in a kiln oven, which keeps the wood from warping, and especially in the Florida humidity, it's in the years to come, it likes to warp, so it keeps it from doing that, and the paint from cracking. As of right now, we're at the busiest time of the year, so our turnaround time is about 10 to 12 days. But if you're in Florida, we're probably about the 7 days. We say 10 or 12 just in case sometimes there is a little backup and that's why we jump up to the 10. But it's usually about 7 days, just depending on how you order it. So if you order it RTA flat box, it'll be about 10 days. If you want it fully assembled, it'll be about the 12 days. And, if you have a custom cabinet, since we are able to do that as well, depending on the cut, then that'll be about 15 to 20 days on custom cabinets. And if you're actually currently working on a project right now or have one in the pipeline, I can render you a design and a quote, a full blueprint, at completely free to you if you'd like.
I'm taught by university. We do sell cabinet, but we must need vanities right now. So I need.
Okay. Do you have the SQs or some vanities? I can send you a quote on it.
No, but you have magazine?
Yes, I do. I can send you some information with the colors, our designs,
yeah,
our catalog. Yeah,
magazines that'll help. I could pick up the sizes and because I'm stocking it. I'm not like I'll have it like as a stock.
Right. You're more like a showroom, is that right?
Yes, I have a show because okay. I'm tied by Universal.
Even better. If you have a showroom, I can actually give you a cheaper price, to be honest, because the 64% off is for contractors and subcontractors. But if you have a showroom, then we can work on better prices, and I can even get you some sample doors out there to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you, I'm going to give you the address, so maybe you send me a magazine so I could look at the sizes and...
Sure.
Do you
Absolutely.
Have the price list listed or what?
I'm going to send you a link, a PDF of our top 10 most popular ones. They'll be easy for you. But then when you go to our catalog, there's going to be a link to our website. And just click on catalog and you're going to be able to see everything. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, it has all the prices. But remember, those are for the contractor prices. If you
I understand.
You have a showroom, it's going to be a little cheaper for you because that's our main goal is to get into a showroom and reoccurring business, you know, and then we all win there.
So, you don't sell as it goes, no?
Say that again.
Sell as it go.
Meaning like. You order
as
it, yeah,
mean, you put a certain, let's say for example, if I'm a stocking, I put a certain down payment, some percentage, and then I order, and then we pay as it go. It's not going
out. Yeah, we could do that, absolutely. So let's say you have something, like, let's say you have one project now, or somebody's ordering something for you, you just order it from us.
It's not the way I'm doing it, because I've done it before. I have bought light from overseas from China and stuff like that. So how I do it, I have, I order, I keep them in stock. I sell and I, like, I don't have to wait until I sell to pay, which is I have a pay, like, let's say, for example, if I owe you 10,000, so let's say 10,000, you collect 5,000 a month until I finish paid. Okay? I give, like, for example, you get paid 5,000, let's say if I owe you 10,000, you collect 500. Just example.
Right.
Every month, and then I order, and then I always, we use, always, like, sell and pay.
Right. So you're selling as you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. That makes sense. What I can do...
Maybe you never done it before. I don't know, so...
Well, you would have to talk to my manager, Kelly. She can definitely give you that answer. I can get her to contact you tomorrow, if that's okay. And then, like I said, she can work with you on better prices, sample doors. And I don't see why there should be a problem. It's, as long as you're ordering it, I don't see why there would be an issue. It's how you order it's not an issue.
Because that's how I go with most of my suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. Yeah, I don't think there should be a problem.
I sell for Elysium, Happy Flow, all companies, which is I go with most of high.
Right. That's the way you like to handle your purchasing and distribution.
Yeah, so which means you saying I order, let's say I order 10 here, like 10 vanities with that side, 5 vanities with that side,
yep.
And if I pay 50% out of it, then like 50% of it, so the rest could be, you know, pay money.
Right. Like more like a, let's say kind of like a, like you're just getting an advance for the half, paying half and then the other half you pay in payments.
Right.
Kind of like a finance, kind
mm-hmm.
of. Well,
is
so
that
maybe,
really finance? Because I'm a retailer. It's,
no, no,
it cannot
no,
be finance
no,
because
right,
finance would go in.
Oh, well, I'm saying kind of because you have to give it in payments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not financing, of course not, because you're not taking a loan out or nothing. But it's just, it's just you just want to give it in payments.
Right.
So this is what I can do. I can get my manager to contact you tomorrow morning.
Okay. But
today's already.
Number.
And then
my cell number, because this is your office number. So
okay,
I might not be the one who is in the office.
Okay, that makes sense. What would be your cell phone number?
They're already gone, and I'm just fixing stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand. It's already pretty late over there.
The phone number that you could call me on is 786.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
1571.
So 786-262-1571?
That is correct.
Okay. And what would be your name, sir?
Provenance. Provenance.
Can you go a little slower, please, sir? I'm sorry.
P as Paul, O as Rabbit, E as Edward, N as, V as Victor, E as Edward, N as Nancy, A as Apple, N as Nancy, C as Cat, E as Edward. Provenance.
Provenance. That's a unique name. Provenance.
And Tile by Universal.
Tile by Universal?
Yeah, Tile by Universal.
Tile BY Universal, right?
Yes.
Okay, Provenance.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name. I can't forget that one. Okay, what would be your email address, sir? Do you mind me asking?
Is my first name, which is provenance79@gmail.com. Or you could use tilebyuniversal@gmail.
So it's provenance?
Yes, take tilebyuniversal@gmail. Take tilebyuniversal@gmail.
Okay, what if I do both?
Okay, it could be fine. It's no problem, but I'm just saying...
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's provenance79@gmail.com.
Yeah. The other one is tilebyuniversal@gmail.com.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to be introducing you to my manager, Kelly, and she's going to give you all the information to the exact dot, and I'm going to mention to her that as well what you just told me, and just to let her know so she can have an idea. And what would be the best time to contact you, like in the morning, in the afternoon?
Because I might be in a job field. That's why I give you a desk phone number.
Okay.
Because I do, I'm sorry, I do renovation also. So, which is much of the time, sometimes I'm out in the field. So, it could be any time after 9.
After 9, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, Prevenance. I'm going to go ahead and, like I said, mention that to her. I'm going to send you, and she's going to give you all the information.
Okay.
Since you have a showroom, she can give you better prices in the 64. And then, like I said, I'm going to mention that to her. And I don't see why that we wouldn't be able to work together like that.
Okay.
That was definitely possible. All right. Prevenance. I appreciate your time, okay? You have
a wonderful
afternoon.
No problem. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.